Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 25th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. According to internal Facebook documents disclosed to the Securities and Exchange Commission by counsel for whistleblower Francis Haugen, Facebook has documented struggles to attract users under 30 since at least 2012. A March 2021 report shows that account registrations for those under 18 was down 26% of the year in Facebook's top five countries, with messages by teenage users down 16% of the year. Documents show Facebook planned a more visual newsfeed called Spotlight, a revamped newsfeed algorithm with more content from unconnected followers, and more job postings and resume features as a way to increase usage by younger users. Hertz announced the single largest EV purchase, buying 100,000 Tesla Model 3 sedans, which will be delivered over the next 14 months. These will be available to rent in major U.S. markets and parts of Europe by early November. Customers will have access to Tesla's charging network, with Hertz building out its own charger infrastructure as well. Microsoft announced the Nobelium threat group, previously behind the SolarWinds supply chain attack, has breached at least 14 managed service and cloud providers since May 2021. Overall, Microsoft said 609 customers were notified of 22,868 attacks between July and October, although Nobelium saw a low single-digit success rate. Twitter publicly released the details of its internal investigation on what effect its algorithm has on amplifying political speech. It analyzed tweets between April 1st and August 15th, 2020, from political parties and news outlets in Canada, France, Germany, Japan, Spain, the UK, and the US. It categorized the politics of a tweet based on public third-party sources. They did not find that the algorithm amplified extreme content more than mainstream content. They did find that the algorithm amplified right-leaning content more than left-leaning content. They did not determine whether this was a bias in the algorithm itself or if right-leaning content creators are just better at using the system. Apple introduced a new set of App Store guidelines with three key changes. One clarifies that developers are allowed to communicate with their customers about other payment methods. Another change clarifies that developers can ask for name and email addresses as long as it's optional and won't prevent use of the app. The third change details the use of a new App Store feature called In-App Events, rolling out next week. Amazon announced new programs to integrate its voice assistant into hospitals and senior living communities. Senior living facilities can now use Echo devices to send announcements and messages to residents' rooms, and residents can use the devices to place calls to listed contacts. In hospitals, Echo devices can be used for nurses to communicate with patients through either calling or a drop-in intercom feature. NVIDIA's GeForce Now game streaming service now works in the Microsoft Edge browser. This means you can now use the service on an Xbox One or Series XS console updated to the latest Chromium-based version of Edge. Tesco, the UK's largest supermarket, said an attempt to interfere with our systems by threat actors caused disruptions in online grocery deliveries on August 23rd through the 24th, with services fully restored by the 25th. Customers reported being unable to access or change orders over the weekend. Microsoft announced the release of the .NET 6 SDK will include the hot reload capability, which lets developers modify source code while an app is running and then see the results. This will be included in Visual Studio Code across multiple platforms. The company had previously indicated that Hot Reload would be limited to the paid Windows-only Visual Studio 2022. The Swiss Federal Administrative Court upheld an appeal filed by Proton AG, the parent company of Proton Mail, ruling that email services are not telecommunication providers in Switzerland. This means email providers are not subject to requirements to store data necessary for surveillance. PayPal announced it isn't pursuing an acquisition of Pinterest. Last week, Bloomberg sources said PayPal was in talks on the acquisition, valued at around $45 billion. Clubhouse will roll out the ability to pin links to the top of an audio chat room on October 27th to Android and iOS. Clubhouse will not monetize transactions through these links. The company said some links won't be allowed for security and moderation reasons, although they didn't name specifics other than giving OnlyFans as an example. EA added support for Discord's Rich Presence feature to some titles, which can display detailed in-game information to contacts. Previously, only game title played and the total time played was displayed. The feature is available by linking a Discord account to the EA app. And finally, the original iPod was released on October 23, 2001, meaning the MP3 player turned 20 years old over the weekend. While not a major seller for Apple anymore, the 2019 iPod Touch is still for sale in its online store, complete with a 4-inch Retina display, A10 Fusion SoC, and an 8-megapixel rear camera. Remember, for a discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.